It's like a Roman standing up and declaiming. And we don't do that in England. It's just not something common. The abiding impression was that a lot of these people, as I saw it as a child, were being quite naughty. It was almost as if they were misbehaving. I hadn't particularly experienced that volume or level of commitment to a theme. There were very few places that you could go as a child where somebody would just launch forth in that way. And so it was a bit of a surprise, really, to see these grown-ups who'd carried a chair with them or a set of steps or a stool, brought it with them deliberately to stand on and then rent. And I found it both funny, but also I was a bit shocked, really, I think, as a youngster. Because grown-ups, people have to remember back to that period, we were very conformist. People in the 50s behaved in a way that was expected of them. People didn't do anything that was unexpected, in fashion, in speech, in behaviour. People were not inclined to be individualistic. The growth of individualism really developed nearer to the 60s than the 50s.